To begin the third quarter, Scott City would get the football. They would only gain 10 yards on six plays. They would convert one third down. They would punt there on fourth down. The punt would be partially blocked, so Cimarron would take over at the Scott City 46-yard line. The Blue Jays, who were just one of six on third downs in the first half, would feast early on third down conversions in that opening drive of the third quarter, and they would have their first one coming on the legs of quarterback Braxton Harrison.
Cimarron 2 of 7 on third downs. Third down, here's the high snap, rolling to his left is Harrison under duress. Nick's trying to chase him down, and he'll get the left side, and he's going to get the first down to the 20-yard line.
That, in fact, happened to be the second third down conversion of the third quarter there for Cimarron, but that would be a theme for Cimarron in the second half, especially the legs of Braxton Harrison. Coverage by Scott City was pretty good passing-wise, but running-wise, that allowed Harrison to scramble. Scott City would force fourth down and about five from the 16-yard line. The Blue Jays, who had missed a 47-yard field goal last week at Colby toward the end of the first half, would try this one from 34 from senior Emmanuel Aguilar.
From the left hash mark, it's fourth and five at the 16-yard line. 10th play of the drive. Can Scott City get another stop defensively? Snap is high. Place down. The kick is blocked. Or is it up? It is good. I thought he got it, but the kick sailed through, and Cimarron scores with 3:15 to go. Third quarter, no block kick. 3-0 Cimarron. He was so close to blocking that.
It looked like at first that Isaac Tarango got around the corner and blocked the kick, but somehow, some way, Aguilar got it around the block attempt, and it split the uprights there. Cimarron was the first to score. With 3:15 to go third quarter, they took off 4 minutes and, 5 minutes and 1 second, actually, off the clock on a 10-play, 30-yard drive, and they would go up 3-0 over Scott City with 3:15 to go third quarter. Scott City would be getting the ball after a touchback at their own 20-yard line. They would gain a couple on the first down, and then they would lose three on the second a snap, and then on an unsportsmanlike penalty on Scott City. Did not see or hear what happened, but they would be pinned deep in their own territory, sacked on third down. They would punt it out, and a three and out there, and Cimarron would take over with very good field position late third quarter. They would get third down conversion at the end of the third quarter, so Scott City would see Cimarron with the ball at the Scott City 26 to begin the fourth quarter, a 3-0 lead for Cimarron. We'll pick up from that spot in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.